McGuire.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Now, Friday turning around, as we know, and Nevin on the line. Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm all right, my friend. I'm very good. I'm very good. Now, listen, with the change in the weather, have you decided to go a different direction, maybe, for what we're doing?
Or? Well, I suppose, you know, with me, I've started just recording my seafood trails around Ireland, so I've been...
Because the last time we talked about this, you didn't do any fish.
I love it. You caught me out.
Remember, I did.
You caught me out red-handed.
That was very funny.
So I said, Jeannie, next week I better do one for Marty or
I'll tell
you
what.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I think we're an island and I'm going to talk about crab and then haddock. And haddock is a plentiful fish. Whenever I go on a fishing boat, I always am amazed, first of all, how hard fishermen work. And I know the farming community, we're always talking about that. But out in the seas, in the rough weather in the seas, there's no fun. It's tough work now.
Isn't it now?
It really is. And I always ask the fishermen, what's your favourite fish? And the one answer they always say is haddock.
Really?
Yeah, out of 99.9% haddock is
And do they explain why?
They just love the flavour of it. It's not too strong. It's a nice kind of a fish to eat, and it's very versatile. You know, this recipe, we're just going to literally bake it off with some breadcrumbs and walnuts, and it's really simple.
Right.
It's called a herb and not roasted haddock. So haddock, you must remember, it's a wild fish. It's plentiful. It's good value. And we have lots of it. And as I say, we're an island. We should be eating more fish. My twins, they're 8, and they love fish. That's how they do. So this is a recipe that I do.
Yeah, but you see, you did the clever thing. Well, apart from being able to cook, you did the clever thing is you gave them fish from a young age.
I did,
so, see, that's the thing.
Well, do you know, Imelda would say maybe we made Lucia, my daughter, a little bit sick of fish because we kind of might have overdid it.
Oh.
So, yeah, you're always right. So that's what Imelda says to me now. So, but like, they still would eat fish at least twice a week, and they're used to good fish because we get it here in the restaurant, which is great from Killybegs. So
of course you do. So anyway, tell me all about your herb and nut roasted haddock.
So you're going to go to your fish monger, wherever you get your fish, you're going to ask for haddock fillets with the skin on and pin bones. That means there's no bones, but the skin is on, so it holds it together. So about 6 of them, and they're roughly about 175 grams each. Now, haddock is a round fish, so it you get 2 fillets cut into portions, and then what you're going to do is you're just going to mix up a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of basil pesto, and you're going to smear that over the flesh side, not the skin side. The skin side sits down onto your roasting tray. So that goes on top, and then on top of that, you're going to mix some white breadcrumbs, some walnuts. If you're a fan of walnuts, I like them in this, or you could use pine nuts.
God, I can't remember the last time I had a walnut. No, I don't mean that in a derogatory
way. Whip. I know that, I'm only joking.
That's right, the chocolate with the walnut.
Now you're talking. Mm. So anyway, these are the savoury walnuts, just for your listeners, not the chocolate variety. So you get the walnuts, you chop them up, you mix them with the breadcrumbs, put in a little bit of parsley and the zest of lemon or lime. I have lime in the recipe. And then you gently press that on top of the mayonnaise with the pesto on top of the haddock. That goes into the oven then at 200 degrees. And the beautiful thing about fish, I should say this, it cooks so quick. It really does. And when you get fresh fish, it's not smelly, it's not strong. Your fishmonger will vacuum pack it. They'll put it into a little airtight bag, and it'll keep for a few days in the fridge. So try and get it. And also it's worth getting extra and freezing it because it's pin-boned and all the rest. So that's going to bake in about 20 minutes, Marty, until it's firm. A little tip just for your listeners. If you put a couple of cherry tomatoes on the tray, you know the lovely wee sweet ones that you love?
Yes,
love them, so you do. And then you put them on the tray, and then if you line the tray with parchment paper, which is a non-stick silicone paper, it'll stop the fish from sticking. Once the tomatoes, are cooked in about 18-20 minutes, your fish will be cooked. Honestly, no more than 20 minutes. It cooks really fast, and 200 degrees. If you find the breadcrumbs are browning too fast, reduce the temperature. Just with that, we're going to serve some baby spinach. Cook that with some butter, salt and pepper in a pan, in a wok, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. But just be careful, because when you think of baby spinach, you think you have a big huge bowl of it, but it cooks down to nothing.
It does.
It wilts to nothing. And then a couple of nice little baby potatoes, or any kind of spuds or rice, whatever you want to. It's a super quick, healthy recipe, this, and it really does give so much flavour and does justice to a beautiful fish haddock. It really does.
Oh, it sounds lovely. Sounds lovely.
Now, risotto is the next one, my friend.
Risotto
is one of my favourites, and of course, it's an Italian recipe or inspired recipe, this. So, first of all...
Very filling.
I agree. I totally agree with you there, definitely. And this could be nice for like lunch or supper. I'm putting peas into this, Well, we'll go through different options that, that you can put in, because if anyone has a shellfish allergy, you can use natural smoked haddock. So the key into doing a risotto, okay, melt some butter, a little bit of rapeseed oil, so the rapeseed oil stops the butter from burning. For this, I'm using red onion. You can use regular onion, finely diced. 2 cloves of garlic crushed. And then into that, we're going to put in 250 grams of risotto rice, which is known as a Borio. You'll get this in every supermarket, has it. Delicatessen will have it. It's absolutely very easy to get. So it's a lovely kind of like the texture they described is a creamy rice. So it is that keeps its shape, holds it, gives a little bit of texture. And literally when they cook it al dente, which means that it's firm to the bite. Not that it's raw, that it's just cooked and not overcooked. They're really particular about that. But we're going to jazz this up. So in the pan, you have your onion, garlic, you have your arborio rice. You're going to put in some chorizo sausage, which is delicious in this.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, really, really nice. You could use smoked bacon if you can't get it. Mm. 1 teaspoonful of turmeric, 2 teaspoonfuls of curry powder.
Ooh.
You'd like this one, 120 ml or a glass of white wine.
Glass of white wine.
And have one to keep yourself refreshed
in the
kitchen.
To, as you keep going, because the heat, you see, get to you.
I love
the heat, it gets to you.
This cooking business is hard work, isn't it?
It is hard work. I have to tell you about risotto. Can I just say one thing
to
give you a tangent?
Go on.
When we were in Italy, we went to a very fine restaurant in Verona, and they do a red wine risotto.
Wow.
And the
Barolo, is it?
Yeah, no, no, Amarone.
Amarone.
We were the size of Pavarotti leaving the restaurant.
I love it.
Did you love the size of Pavarotti. And yeah, but couldn't finish it, though.
Isn't that amazing that you never forgot it? Well,
never forgot it. It was too big, though.
I don't think I've ever had a red wine risotto. I've had a squid ink risotto. I've had a kind of curried one, like something like this. But that's a first for me. No. So, Verona, if I ever go over there, I'll get the address of you.
It meant you didn't have to drink at all. You just had your dinner. Think of the savings.
A straw.
You're from Cavan. Think of the savings.
Oh, I love it. You're some man. So anyway, back on to my very simple
risotto. Meantime, yes.
We're using just a regular white wine. If it's not good enough to cook with, it's not, or drink is not good enough to cook with, is my motto with white wine.
Mm-hmm.
And not an expensive wine. And this is important. So it's roughly about 2 pints of hot stock. So if you get a vegetable stock cube in a saucepan, have that simmering away, and you slowly add the stock to the risotto. So there's a saying just for your listeners, is a risotto boil is a risotto spoil. So just do it nice and gently. From start to finish, honestly, your risotto, between all the chopping and everything, about 25 minutes. It's not a fast dish.
No, it's not.
It's not a very, very fast like pasta, but it's not very long, like a slow cooked, you know, a couple of hours. Honestly, it cooks relatively very quick. So into what I always like to do is frozen peas. A cup full of frozen peas, a little bit of chopped basil, zest of lemon, and then where's the crab? The crab goes in at the very end because you're getting some already cooked crab meat if you want to. And you have a lot of very interesting flavours. You have the chorizo, the curry. Honestly, this is packed full of flavour, and you can do this. I like to use a nice kind of a skillet pan for making a risotto with the lid on, with the hot stock. It does just gently add the stock in, and then at the very end, Parmesan cheese, and if you want a really creamy, mascarpone cheese. Now, that's only optional, but the Parmesan cheese, I think, is essential. Salt, pepper, and that's it, because the stock, you need to be careful if it's salty, the stock cubes. So, honestly, start to finish, you'll have this done in 25 minutes, no problem at all, but don't let it boil.
Yeah, you will,
because it's only a couple of cloves of garlic crushed and one onion sliced. The crab is already cooked, and you'll get that in your supermarket.
But how long? You're saying 25 minutes for the cooking?
Yeah, about that, 25 minutes. Yeah,
I thought it'd be longer.
No, it doesn't take long. And if you look for that risotto rice, delicious in rice pudding with some coconut milk, I know I'm sidetracking, a little touch of vanilla and lemon zest. Oh, my God. It's one of these comfort foods coming in now to the autumn and the winter.
Yes, I'm telling you,
it's hard to pick. We must do a wee rice pudding over the next couple of weeks.
No harm.
But if you don't like crab, or you can put prawns into it, you can put in smoked salmon, you can put in natural smoked haddock, which is delicious.
Mm.
And there's a wonderful producer, just giving her a shout, Sally Barnes. She's based in West Cork, for natural smoked haddock. She does the most beautiful smoked haddock, mackerel and salmon, all wild. Oh, she's brilliant. I recorded with her last year for my seafood show, and she's inspired. We use her products in the restaurant. She's wonderful. You ring her up, she'll deliver them within a day or two. She's exceptional. She's as good as you'll get. Yeah, she's wonderful.
Who is she again?
Sally Barnes. So if you look up Sally Barnes, she'll do the natural smoked haddock, which is delicious in the risotto.
Sounds
delicious,
yeah.
Even in that recipe that I've told you, with that lovely herb and nut crusted haddock. Yeah, so there are two fish recipes.
Gorgeous.
So get out the fishing rod and...
So it's anyway, spiced crab risotto with chorizo and peas, and the other one is the herb and nut roasted haddock. And the recipes, RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, Nevin's recipes are there. Listen, where are you? You're touring the country as we speak.
Yeah, we're staying Kerry, Cork, we're going to Dublin, we're going to Mayo, we're going to Galway, and we're going to Carlingford. So it's exciting.
Oh,
it's
lovely Carlingford. Yeah. I love it.
It's beautiful. Do you know, I've only been there, I think, maybe twice in my whole life. Gosh, honestly. So I'm looking forward to going there. So we'll be meeting some fantastic people. Oh, it's beautiful. Sure, listen, we have a great country.
We have, I know that.
We're great producers.
I know that.
So eat more fish. That's the lesson this morning, isn't that right, Martin?
That's right. More fish. Have you got any fishy music? Yeah, we have.
A fish called Wanda.
You're putting names on the fish now.
Sorry.
I'll talk to you next week, fishy friend.
You look after yourself and have a great weekend.
Well,
regards, Tolly. Bye-bye.
Say hello, Rodolfo.
Thank you.
Not at all. God bless.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.